You're listening to the BeyondCast, the official podcast of Beyond Student Ministries. Located in Seattle, Washington, we're all about faith, mission, and reality.
All right, so do you guys have Bibles? Because you should always bring your Bible to church. There's a couple Bibles right over there. There's a Bible in my bag. This is church. Anywhere two or three are gathered in Jesus' name, that's church. So, one, two, three, and we're just extras. So, there's a couple right there. James, we grab on the table there. There's a Bible. There might be two. And then my Bible is in my bag. So, can you grab that for me, too? Because I like to read out of my Bible. It's like, kind of like a security blanket. Have you guys been, over the summer, have you guys been taking time, since you don't have homework, to study the Bible, to read the Bible, to pray? You know, this is a good time to build some good habits. And so that is, I just wanted to challenge you. I mean, we went to camp and we spent a lot of time praying and reading the Bible and stuff. But, you know, it doesn't have to just be camp. And if you guys have a pen and you want to take notes or whatever, you can use the back of your deals if you want to take notes. But then you're like, Kyle's looking at me like, you know what? It's summertime. No saint happening ever. I don't read, I don't note take, and I don't add.
I gave that up when that one.
Yeah, that last bell, you're like, oh, dumb. I know. All video games, all the time. Oh, yeah, that's right, because you got a Wii, so you're like. All right, so grab your Bibles and open up to Philippians chapter 2. Do you guys remember the theme that we're working on this summer, what we're talking about? Jesus. Yes, we're talking about Jesus all summer. We have been talking about a specific passage that has been kind of our jumping off point. John 15, sound familiar? About being in the vine, abiding. Oh, yeah. That abiding business, right. Dwelling, remaining in Christ. And so today we're going to step away from John 15, but we're still working in the same theme. And we're going to be looking at Philippians 2, 1 through 11. And Alec, at church this morning, if you were there, he actually read from this passage. And I was like, nice, sweet. And anytime people like do that kind of stuff, it's like, yeah, the Holy Spirit's working because we're on the same page. So it's fun. Philippians is in the New Testament, if you're having a hard time finding it. It's after Genesis, in between, before maps, so it's somewhere in there. Ephesians, yeah, that's what it is. Chapter 2, we're in chapter 2. All right, so I'm reading out of the NIV, and if your Bible says different words, then it's all good. It's all the same word of Jesus. So let's just go ahead and jump right in verse 1. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who... And this is cool because he's like quoting here. It's nothing in the Old Testament. Like a lot of times when you look at the Bible in the New Testament, they do this little thing. It looks like the Old Testament. This is like one of their worship songs that we're about to read. So like we just sang like All Who Are Thirsty. This is a song that they would sing in their gathering. And they would, you know, celebrate all that Jesus did in songs like this. And so I think it's kind of cool because I'm a total geek. But to see like, hey, that's what worship was like then. And so now we're looking at how worship is now. And like, you know, are we still glorifying Jesus? Check. That's all that matters. All right. So, yeah, we'll put words to it. Who being in very nature God? I'm sorry. Cut. Who being in very nature God did not consider equality. Exactly. Did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place. So that's a good place to clap right there. I don't know why. You know, if you're singing the song. Sorry. And gave him the name that is above every name. that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
Triplet.
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. See?
Woo!
I mean, they didn't have like electric guitars or anything, so they just had like their clapping. Yeah! Let's clap! Rock on, everybody! Get your clap going! No, sorry. Yeah, there it is. And we're back. Alright. You think it was an ode? Oh, probably. No. So there's a couple of things that Paul is trying to do here, and he's trying to really say, like, how do you become more like Jesus? And, you know, a lot of people have, like, three easy steps or a plan, you know, like, you know, if you read this book, you'll be more like Jesus. And, you know, that's not really how it works. I mean, it's a process and it's a journey, but I do have three, but I do have a few things, a few principles about, like, what Paul's trying to say here, and this isn't... These aren't the only, grow a beard, long hair, wear a dress.
And sandals.
And sandals, not Tevas, though.
It's got to be a white robe.
Yeah, and a purple sash.
There you go.
And you have to be made out of felt. Like the flannograph. I'm old. But if we're going to be like Christ, if we are in Christ, then we need to have his same heart towards people. And what do you guys, when you hear the name Jesus, what do you think about? Like how he acted with people. Like, explain. Think of like stories in the Bible. What were some of the things that he did? What were his characteristics?
He told parables.
He did tell parables. And what?
He was
nice. Yeah. He was nice, Cristiano.
He was creative.
What's that? He healed people. Yeah. So he kind of served them in that way. It's like, hey, let me serve you by giving your legs back. Whoa. He talked to the unwanted. Yeah.
He was relevant.
Yeah. He was relevant and creative, yes. Anybody else have their sermon guide from this morning? Anybody? yeah, he was those things. But I mean,
good soil. Oh.
I didn't write anything down.
Oh.
He
did cast seeds.
On
so,
oxen stuff.
No, he
on oxen.
He
that was
boxes.
Just a parable.
Okay. All right. So, but Jesus, like, based on what some other people said, he served people. He was nice. He talked to outcasts. Something that was very key in all of Jesus' ministry was that he was very humble. Who do you guys think of when, other than Jesus, when you hear the word humble?
Myself.
All right. Nope. No. If you answer yourself, that's not true.
King John Ale.
Okay. Hi, buddy. All right, so you said Mother Teresa. Who else is humble? Moses was humble. Yeah, he was. What'd you say? Gandhi was a humble person. Yeah. Who did you say? Your mom?
My mommy.
Your mommy? Your mommy is humble, yeah. But Jesus was like the epitome of humble.
Not like she has anything to be proud of.
Nope. But Jesus was the epitome of humility. And so like, if we're going to try to be like Jesus... that we need to strive to be humble. And humble isn't like letting people walk all over you or like being a doormat or anything. Humble is like taking yourself less seriously than you do right now. Because we all take ourselves pretty seriously. Like we're like wake up, we're like, I gotta look just right, and you gotta, you know, you got an image you gotta maintain. And Jesus never really maintained an image. You know, like Jesus didn't go shopping at, you know, like Banana Republic. And like if he got jeans at Old Navy, he didn't like cross out the label to cover up. Like he didn't care what people thought about him.
Why would I do something like that?
Sorry, I forgot we had that conversation. I knew a guy who did that. But we need to consider not you.
Oh,
someone I lived
right,
with in a very small space.
You?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, anyway, so we'll keep going. But we need to be humble. We need to not try to maintain an image of how cool we are. Because the truth is, we're not that cool. You know? And as soon as you embrace that, life is a lot better. You know? It's like, oh yeah, I'm not that cool. I don't care. Also, we need to consider others better than ourselves. You know, Jesus, like what you said, like he went and talked to the outcasts. You know, that was because he saw them. What did you say?
Straight up,
yeah. Wow. Welcome to 1992. Straight up. But he went and talked to the outcasts because he saw them as valuable. and he saw them as loved, and so he went after them. And so we, like you're going, think about when you go back to school, who are the people that are outcasts, or who are the people that are unloved?
And me, Jordan.
All right, so let's all love Jordan. But, you know, in everybody's school, I mean, how can you serve them, and how can you love them, and how can you go out of your way to just be their pal, be their friend, and to show them the love of God? You know, that is what Jesus did. Jesus came to show us the love of God. And he came because, you know, he's God, right? And he's like, okay, I will be human, which is a pretty, like, far down the ladder step for Jesus to take. So it's like the ultimate example in being humble. Also, we can't act out of selfish ambition. How many of you guys have goals? It's okay to have goals. It's okay to have goals. All right. But, okay, if you're, do you guys ever let your goals get in the way of, you know, like, actually, like, liking people or being nice? Are you the kind of guy or girl who says, you know what, this is, I'm going this way, and get out of my way, or else you're just going to die? Anybody like that?
Well,
good,
die.
Good. Then we'll check that one off the list. But, I mean, we need to, like, not be selfish and have, like, goals that are us-centered.
Oh, I see.
You know what
so
I'm saying?
What you're saying is, like, selflessness leads to delayed gratification.
I guess. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Nice job paying attention
yes.
to the summer camp.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That was a summer camp thing. But, I mean, sometimes we have to set aside our goals to be obedient to Christ and just, like, say, okay, I know that I want to do this in my life, but Jesus wants me to do this. You got to do the other one. You can't do your own goal. You have to do what the other person's goal, or Jesus' goal.
So what you're saying is that
life is like a bag of Skittles.
No.
Anyway, yeah. What am I saying? Jesus loves you? Yes.
So you're saying that Jesus knows better than you do, and so you should listen to him?
Yes, Jesus does know better than you do, and you should listen to him.
Okay. So what you're saying then?
So wait, so what you're telling me is...
We should all go watch Battlefield Earth.
No. But we need to, like, set aside our goals to follow Jesus' goal and be completely obedient in what he's called us to do. Jesus, I mean, Jesus is so cool. I love Jesus because he's so cool. He could walk on water and swim on land. Yeah, it was lame. It didn't happen. You know, he was ultimate example in humility. The ultimate example in selflessness. That's a hard word to say. Selflessness. So he didn't, like, set out for his own goals, because Jesus' own goals probably wouldn't have been, yeah, I'd like to die on a cross. That sounds fun. You know, Jesus, sign me up twice. But Jesus went anyway, and he was completely obedient, you know. And I think part of the struggle that we all have in life, like, if we're frustrated or we're down in the dumps or we're, you know, angry, the real root cause isn't, you know, like, that guy offended me. The root cause of it all is that we are being disobedient. And let me work at it. So, like Judah, like I said, Judah stopped that. Oh, look how obedient he is. That is a first time ever. If the reason that we get angry at other people is because we're being disobedient and that we're not loving them. Does that make sense?
So what you're saying, what you're getting at is that as Christians, Jesus is the perfect example.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. All right. But, so, yeah, Jesus is our example. And, like, this song that Paul quotes is, like, basically walking through the life of Christ and saying, look how incredible he was and how obedient he was, how humble he was, and how much love he had. And if we can follow after him and, like, be more like him, then we'll stick with our theme. We'll remain in him. Does that make sense?
Abide.
We'll abide. Yeah.
Abide.
Because, like, the thing that gets us out of God's presence is disobedience. You know? So what is Jesus calling you to obey in? And the summer is the time to really, like, hone in on that. You know, you don't have all your friends around distracting you. Probably don't have any sports that are, like, taking away your time or any... A lot of you guys don't have jobs. You know? You can have mine. No, wait, I like my job. But, you know, like, what is God calling you to do? You know, if God, if you have a friend on your heart that God's been like, you know what, I want you to show my love to this person, do that. Or if God's saying, you know what, I want you to start this at your school, or I want you to start like preparing for this, like direction in life or calling or ministry or whatever. The first step has got to be saying yes and following up and one step at a time, but trusting God and Him in everything. So that is really the best way to get close to the heart of Jesus, is obedience, because Jesus Himself was totally obedient. So
what you're saying is,
yes, so what I'm saying is,
Jesus was totally obedient.
I think that's exactly what I said. All right. Does that make sense? Was that clear? Like,
it was clear.
Thank you. Oh, it was clear, all right.
Straight up.
It was clear, all right. It's like you want to rumble. Oh, that was clear.
So you're saying that, like, we should love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and body, and then we should love our brothers as ourselves? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we should follow those two things.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, please say that again.
I'm Christian.
Look at me, I'm Jason. I have a microphone.
Oh.
Let's pray. Okay, but yeah, I mean, that's God's heart, is that we would trust Him and follow Him and obey. So we're just going to pray, and then we're going to talk about how we're going to do this whole film festival thing, because it's going to be awesome.
That it might just be late.
All right, so let's. What's that? Maybe if you have the music video. All right, so let's pray. Jesus, help us, please, to be more and more obedient to the calling that you've put on our lives. Father, sometimes the word calling is intimidating, but we're trusting you that you know best and that you're leading us into your perfect plan. So, Father, help us to trust you.